I'm proud to be on the Foreign Relations Committee for many years, and this Benghazi tragedy occurred, and the Foreign Relations Committee held hours of hearings. I sat through those hearings. And I want to say to my friends, I share their dismay that we haven't caught the perpetrators, but I want to remind them that the president who caught Osama bin Laden, who killed so many of our people, was President Obama. And when he says he's going to do something, he won't rest until he does it. Now, Secretary Clinton immediately called for an accountability review board. And that accountability review board was not partisan. And what my colleague wants to do is set up some kind of committee filled with politicians, of which I have to be proud that I'm one, but I put more faith, frankly, in the professionalism and the nonpartisanship of the Accountability Review Board. Who headed that Accountability Review Board? Ambassador Thomas Pickering, who was first picked for public service under the first George Bush, and Admiral Michael Mullen, former head of the Joint Chief of Staff. Now, there are many other reasons why I oppose this. Secretary Kerry has addressed this and continues to address it. We had two classified briefings. The Intelligence Committee is preparing to release a bipartisan support on the events that occurred in Benghazi. And last December, Homeland Security released a bipartisan report on the security deficiencies. And the good news is, of course, as a result of this tragedy, changes have been made all over the world. So I sense there's politics here. You know, I sense there's politics here. And I don't think it's right to inject politics into such a tragedy. And therefore, I object.